and you get leads for contractors?
Of course. We do work with contractors. Yes, sir. We work with a variety of services, roofers, in your case, deck, porching, totally welcome.
Good. All right. That's great. Get him on the phone.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you, Tony.
Yeah.
Hi, Mike. How are you doing today?
David.
Hey, Mike. So my name is David. I'm the director here in charge of the pricing and details in your area. I'll go ahead and get your listing pulled up and get some things verified for you. So I heard you had a question right now about contractors, right? So I definitely want to get that addressed first and foremost. If you can just clarify for me, I mean, are you looking for like business to business contractors or?
I sell and design and install decks and porches and sometimes gazebos. That's what we do. We're the first deck company in the country on the internet. Okay? And we could use more leads, but it has to be under a contract that's ironclad in which I don't lose money, but I make money. In other words, the money that I spend produces more money than what I'm spending.
And we contracted with somebody one time. We contracted with somebody one time for leads like this, and it was a professional, I think a nationwide company, and we would get leads for all kinds of things that we did not do, not for the decks and gazebos and porches like we did. And they refunded us for a little bit, but then they stopped refunding us, so we had to pay for leads that we couldn't use, and we don't want that either.
For sure. I mean, definitely we want to make sure that you're getting the type of customers that you're looking for the services that you provide, right? Now, what we do here at Local Splash, we're a full digital marketing firm, right? We're based in Orange County, California. We've been partnered with Google since 2004. Now, what we aim to do is not just list you on the first page for your services, but you'll always qualify for an umbrella services. Now, there's two different attachments with this listing. Right. So first and foremost, I'll touch base on the flat rate listing and what that entails. Now that gives you first page.
By the way, let me ask you a question. If you don't mind, let me stop you right there. If I look you up on the Better Business Bureau, what would I find to be your rating?
A plus Better Business Bureau rated.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear you.
Yeah, I apologize. We are A plus Better Business Bureau rated.
How many complaints?
Number right off the top of my head, I don't know exactly. I mean, we've been in business in 2004, right? I've been here for 8 years. That's difficult. I can look it up real quick and I'll tell you, right? But I mean, I'd have to count through and see exactly. But I mean, we are A plus Better Business Bureau rated. We have over 1,000 reviews on Google. As far as if you were to look us up, you were to do digital marketing company, Fountain Valley, California, or near Fountain Valley, Orange County.
What's your rank on Google? How many stars on Google?
We are at 4.7 stars.
All right. Keep going. What's it going to cost me and how many leads are you going to guarantee I get?
Okay. So that's where we talk about programs, right? So if we're talking about our pay-per-lead program, I understand we're doing decking. You said gazebos. What other type of outdoor installation are you doing, like barbecue areas, things like that, or is it all decks? Gazebos.
I just explained it. Decks, porches, and that could be a front porch or a back porch, and gazebos.
Okay. So then the way it works is Google has different verticals, right? Kind of like a category. Now, for decking, that's going to be in our carpenter category. So what we'll do is we look in the area for the carpenter category. It'll give us a cost per lead. Now, the way it works is Google will ask for a minimum budget, right? The budget will qualify you for at least 13 leads. Now, you can raise the budget as much as you like, but the minimum would be 13, right? Now, the main advantage of these leads.
What? You didn't finish your statement. 13 what?
Qualified leads.
Now, so the minimum would be 13 qualified leads, but how much is the budget, the minimum budget for Google?
That That's right. That you can sign up for Google Verified. And that's what the program's called. Previously, it was known as Google Guaranteed. And as of October 1st, it just changed to Google Verified, right? So with that being said, the major benefit of the leads is...
I like the idea of getting a minimum of 13 leads, but I'd need to know the cost.
Yeah. So that's where I'm getting to, right? So cost per lead, that's $115 per qualified lead, right? Now, here's the deal, and here's the best part of this program. The only time that you would actually pay for a lead is if you can actually gain the appointment with the customer, which means you have to be able to speak with them, they have to be in your service area, and you successfully gain an appointment with this customer. If that is the case, the lead would be charged to the budget at the rate of $115 in the carpenter category. Now, in the state of Virginia,
I
know
you're coming in really fuzzy. You're coming in super fuzzy. Did you say 115 or 150?
No, 115. That's right, 115.
Okay, so it's $115 for every qualified lead, meaning it's a customer that I go in and see and talk to.
That's right. You have to fit, and obviously it has to be a service that you provide, right? If they call in you and it's a service that you're not doing, and you tell them, I don't provide that service, it would never be charged to you, even if it does come in as a Google Verified lead, right? So the way it works is you have a specific clientele that shops in the Google Verified network. They know they're shopping in this network, and they know they're going to get paired with only one business, and Google's going to choose that business. Once Google pairs them with you, you receive that lead one of three ways, the form of a phone call, email, or text message. You can opt into exclusively one or take all three, right? Now, with that being said, once you receive that phone call, and if, in fact, you can check off, you speak, it's a service you offer, and you do successfully gain that appointment, at that point, it is a qualified lead. That's when it would be deducted from the budget. Now, the budget at this point would be set at $1,495. That would give you 13 qualified leads. Now, there is an insurance requirement in the area. Are you currently carrying any liability for the business?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Do you carry
like
liability?
Like I said, you're coming in all fuzzy, all broken up.
Okay. Apologize on that. Now, the activation budget would be at $1,495. That'd be for the 13 qualified leads. Now, that's not a monthly reoccurring rate either. It's a protected amount that's exclusively for your leads. So it goes on your Google My Business profile, right? You'll have access to your dashboard. You get to a point where you need to fill out your schedule. You need some more leads. You click start. You're able to receive those leads. Once you use a little bit more than half, which is 7, that's when Google will notify you that your budget's running low, and you're just kind of rinsing and repeating at that point. These leads are turning over at 92%. That's about 3.5 out of every 5, right? So they do really well. The return on investment, I mean, it happens. I mean, if you think about it, for a deck, if we can close one or two, it's going to cover your entire budget, right? That's going to be for 13 qualified.
Yeah, I understand how that works. That's no problem. I understand how that works. What I'm not sure of is what are the ads going to say that are going to generate the leads?
Okay, so here's how it works. If you were to do a search right now in your area, right, and you just put deck builder near me, right, that's a hot keyword right now. You're going to see a couple of businesses that are going to be recommended on their local maps, right? Then above that, you're going to see some sponsored. This is your Google Verified network. Here's the difference.
Yep.
When you click on the local map section, like Fredericksburg Deck Builders, you'll see their normal profile. You'll see, you know, the reviews, things like that when they're open. Once you click on one of the sponsored ones, you will see that blue badge that says verified. And then it says, this company has passed the background check. They have insurance. Basically, they're putting that whole vetting process on the profile, right, for your customers to see. Now, when customers are paired with the business through Google Verified, they'll be able to see that, research, you get the phone call. So that's kind of how that works for the Google Verified. Now, the local maps, customers go and they search there just like off a menu. They'll see 3 to 4 companies in the area, click on a website. That's our job as a digital marketing company on the website to give them a reason to call you. You get the phone call, and on that flat rate, doesn't matter how many jobs you get or how big, it always stays at $299. So there's just a difference in how you want to be advertised and basically which route you want to go. The paid for qualified lead, or you're going to take any and every phone call and close as many as you can.
No, I'd rather do $115 for every appointment I have, every lead that turns into an appointment.
Yeah, that's an actual qualified lead. And that's why it's the number one lead generation product, because of that, and not just that. I mean, the vetting process and the three levels of trust they build with your customers, it really helps with the conversion rates, right?
But I don't want to have to pay for something before I get it. I don't buy a pig in a poke.
Yeah, I hear you on that one. Now, one question. There is some licensing requirement in here. I know you're specifically working only on decks, right? But for this category, they're asking for either a Virginia State contractor license. You can qualify with either class A, B, or C. Now, it can have any of the qualifications, home improvement contractor, finished carpentry, residential building.
I have a class A builder's license. I have a class A builder's license for residential and commercial. Yep. So I can do anything. I can build skyscrapers.
Yeah, well, there you go. I mean, in all honesty, not that you want to, right, but it'd be tough. Well, I mean, depending on how ambitious we are and what point we are in our, what stage we're at in our career, right? But skyscraper is definitely a big one to check off, I guess, a bucket list type build. But if there's any other types of services, I know right now you're specifically doing those, but with Google Verified, it becomes very, very profitable, because what you can do is you can combine other categories all with one budget, right? So say you're like, hey, you know what? We're going to go into building, you know, sheds or, you know, garages or whatever, right?
I know. We're not doing that right now. But the thing that we're doing right now is we're repairing and staining decks. That's what we're focusing on, because that's where the biggest demographic is in this area. And the reason, if you're interested, is because the decking industry has fallen to crap. I would say another word, but I don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
It has fallen to crap. And the reason for that is Joe Biden. Now, he's not in office anymore, so I'm waiting for Trump to revive this industry, give it some CPR, which he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
But for right now, the biggest demographic is people whose decks are rotting and are damaged, and they need help. They need TLC. They need repairs, and they need to be stained. And I have a page, one web page, which is a landing page for Google, that would be perfect for deck repairs and deck repairs and deck staining. And you can use that. I'll tell you where it is. But I need to see a written contract first before I take a step. Can you do that? Can you provide a contract?
Yes. Well, here's the deal, right? We don't have any long-term contracts here. What we do have is, obviously, we do what's called a voice verification. Now, with the voice verification, we want to...
You don't have a written contract? What? Did I understand you right? I must have misheard you. I don't hear well sometimes. Did I mishear you?
No, you didn't. We don't have any long-term contracts. What we have here at our company, there is an early termination fee of 90 days. Inside of 90 days, if you decide to term early, there's $600. Now, $200 falls off of that every 30 days that you're with us, right? But the way that we keep our customers, which we currently have 10,000 businesses nationwide that we're helping, is by creating the return on investment, not by having you sign
at the very least, because at the very least, because like I said, your vocals here are very, very fuzzy. It's very hard to extremely hard to understand you. Therefore, I'm going to need this in writing. What you said on the phone, we'll need this in writing so that I can review it. Does that sound fair to you?
It's absolutely fair. 100%, Eric. I'll get that sent to you right now. I'm going to put a whole proposal together for you. Now, I do see your Google business profile, right? So I see you have your website up. You got all that running. You're going to have the option whether you want us to take over that hosting for you. You know, we can get that done. That would give you a monthly reoccurring rate. If you don't want the monthly reoccurring rate, you just want us to manage the budget, you have that option as well, because you already have your Google.
$115 per appointment that I sit down with them. That's it.
That's right. Per qualified lead, that's right. When you gain the appointment, it'd be $115. Now, what we do is just activate the budget manager for you. So there'd be a one-time application fee, right? That one's $250. Okay. After your application fee, once you're accepted, we're just managing that budget for you, bringing in your needs.
We'll talk about all that after I've read through what you're going to send me. How's that?
Okay. That sounds absolutely fair. I'm put absolutely.
Take one step at a time here. I don't like taking two or three steps at once. I get confused, you know. I don't want to get confused. I want to take it nice and logically. So just send me that. Do you have my email?
I'm working on that right now. That's what I was looking on the website for right now. I'm just checking down on bottom, see if we have you listed there.
Better.
Don't see your email address. I see it's requesting my email address, but let me see. Let me go to contact. 404 frontflooring at yahoo.com. Is that good for you?
I'm sorry. Say it again.
4frontflooring at yahoo.com.
All fuzzy. Can't hear you. Say it again.
4frontflooring at yahoo.com.
Flooring. That's not it.
I don't know what website you're on. That ain't mine. What's it say at the top?
Oh, I'm sorry. Virginia Decking and Remodeling. That's it. I was in the wrong tab. I apologize. Contact us.
I don't see where I'm getting any call. Try it again.
Yeah, I don't see your email listed here. On your website.
Well, I have several. I'll tell you what. I'd like you to send it to both because one is more reliable than the other. And this sounds intriguing. I'll be honest with you. I've talked to a lot of people about buying leads, and this sounds intriguing. If you're shooting straight with me, you might get business. And if you do, and it works, you got a lot of business. So,
yeah. We currently help ADT. We help some of the top alarm companies out in the country. I mean, we have companies that are we've scaled nationwide.
Well, I'll check you out. Up one side and down the other. I'll do
it. It sounds good. Okay, good email
entry. Yeah. All right, here you go. You ready? You got a pen?
Yes, sir.
The word business, BUSINESS, at V like a victory, A like apple, deck, like a wooden patio deck, singular, DECK.com. That's one.
BusinessVADEC.com?
Business at VADEC.com. That's one of them.
Okay.
The other one is Mike. M-I-K-E, at pristinepowerwash.com, and that's spelled P-R-I-S-T-I-N-E, powerwash, all one word, .com.
Got it.
And your name again?
My name is David, and it's going to be down on bottom of the email. Yeah, it'll also have our customer service number, which is 24/7 in my extension directly over to my office. So I'm the director here in charge of the state of Virginia. For all the pricing and details, you can get a hold of me directly. I'm in office 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, Monday through Friday. We will be off Thursday and Friday this week, obviously. I mean, Thanksgiving, right? We're going to be celebrating holiday.
Oh, no, you shouldn't be off on Thanksgiving. Hey, do you have some references that you can include in that email?
I got references. Yeah, I have some clips, news stations. We've done pieces on our company. I'll attach all that information there. Everything's verifiable on our website. You can even click on that Google badge that's there, and it'll take you over to their directory. They verify our partnership as well.
All right. Sounds like a plan, David.
It's been a pleasure, Mike. Happy holidays, and then we'll be talking to you soon. We appreciate the time.
Well, I don't say happy holidays, but I do say Merry Christmas.
It's Thanksgiving.
Well, Merry Christmas.
Oh, that's right. It's Thanksgiving.
But it's Thanksgiving. Yeah, we gotta get through Turkey Day first. I gotta get outside and fry my turkey for my boys here on Thursday. So I'm glad I'm off.
There you go. I'll bet you are. All right, David. Thank you, sir.
Absolutely. Been a pleasure. Bye-bye. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
You have been kicked from this conference.